Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. So glad you could join me on this Christmas edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Today is Christmas, and many families arose at the break of day to open presents and see what Santa left underneath the Christmas tree. I can remember such moments growing up in my small town as a boy. Those were some of the happiest days of my life. Later that morning and day, all the children in the neighborhood would be inside and outside, showing off and playing with the things we all receive for Christmas. Like every period of time in human history, the world was not perfect. We suffered and still have to contend with inequality and injustice and all the other ills that plague our nation and mankind. But the world seemed a little more innocent and God-fearing in those days. And Christmas, while still marred with elements of heathen and pagan practices, then, as now, still managed to maintain a portion of Christian religious meaning for a large number of families and people. Today, the world is much different than the one I remember as a child. People are flying airplanes into buildings, sending images of people being beheaded around the world, blowing themselves up in order to kill other people, and even using trucks and cars to run over and kill other people. These things were unheard of and unthinkable growing up in those days. People in my small town knew one another and their families, but today, even in small towns, we are becoming a nation of strangers. Christmas was special then, because at that moment, despite all our differences and problems, in the end, we recognize our common humanity and God's good purpose for us all in our tiny planet. For we are losing that sense of oneness and general welfare Christmas symbolizes, and we are becoming a more introverted and impersonal society. Christmas was one of those holidays that helped to unite us as a family, neighborhood, community, town, city, state, nation, and world. Christmas is about God's love for mankind and the love we should have for one another. For a growing number of people, Christmas is losing its religious and humanity focus on the peace and well-being of our neighbors and the world. Some of you I will see at church this morning, and as we gather together to attempt to place the focus of this holiday where it belongs. Well, I hope you all have a blessed week and that something good, expected or unexpected, happens to you and the ones you love. Until we meet again, blessings and peace.